H.P. Lovecraft's The Case of Charles Dexter Ward, performed by William E. Hart. The essential salts of animals may be so prepared and preserved.
"Let him in, Tony,"
it said.
"We may as well talk now as ever."
"Corvinus necandus est. Cadaver aqua forte dissolvendum, neque liquid retinendum. Tace ut portus."
Nocturnal diggers surprised in North Burial Ground. Robert Hart, night watchman at the North Burial Ground.
"I dare not tell my father, for he could not grasp the whole thing."
"I'm going south for a while to calm down and brace up."
Reverend George Burroughs, on that night put the devil his mark upon Bridget S.
He bore the name of Charles Dexter Ward.
"To him who shall come after, and how he may get beyond time in these spheres."
"Daughter to Captain James Tillinghast."
"View of the famous city of Jerusalem."
"I regret that he grows squeamish."
"Dismiss. Jashir."
Certainly, there was nothing but the liveliest awfulness in that which H raised up from what he could gather only a part of.
"Raised Yog-Sothoth thrice and was the next day delivered."
"That her husband's name was become a public reproach by reason of what was known after his decease."
"Three talks with what was therein inhumed."
"That beard! Those eyes! God, who are you?"
"But you still have strong hands, and knife, and pistol, and graves are not hard to dig."
"Stones are all changed now in 9 grounds out of 10. You're never sure till you question."
"Must have it read for 3 months.
Per Adonai Elohim, Adonai Yehovah, Adonai Sabaoth."
"A red fog."
"Do you suppose it would be of any use to dig?"
"10 feet south and 5 feet west of Natherly Field's grave in the..."
"My sloop, the Wakeful, this day put in from London with 20 new men picked up in the Indies."
The doctor let a little time elapse before replying, as if choosing his words for an effective answer.
"I have found,"
he finally intoned,
"something in a cupboard behind an ancient overmantel where a picture once was. And I have burned it and buried the ashes where the grave of Charles Dexter Ward ought to be."
"I have brought to light a monstrous abnormality, but I did it for the sake of knowledge. Now, for the sake of all life and nature, you must help me thrust it back into the dark again."
"It can scarce be done at all."
"I am grown tisical,"
he began,
"from this cursed river air. You must excuse my speech. I suppose you are come for my father to see what ails me, and I hope you will say nothing to alarm him."
"This morning discovered a party of several men with a motor truck in the oldest part of the cemetery, but apparently frightened them off before they had accomplished whatever their object may have been."
"Ogthrod Ayuf Gebla Ea Yog-Sothoth Naganig Aya Zro."
"Worthy to be seen by the curious.
But you must steel yourself to melancholy, and prepare your wife to do the same."
"These Romanians plague me damnably, being officious in particular where you could buy a Magyar off with a drink and food."
"But he had no business to laugh while he screamed."
"He vows from Liber Donatus being spoke 5 rudmuses and 4 hallows eves. I am hopeful the thing is breeding outside these spheres."
"Ward meddled with terrible things, but he has paid for it. And he was never a monster or a villain."
"Brother, my honored ancient friend, due respects and earnest wishes to him who we serve for your eternal power."
"All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come."
"Ye'ai Nignaga Yog-Sothoth."
And so on till the final underlined
Zero.
"Joseph Kerwin, his life and travels between the years 1678 and 1687, of whither he voyaged, where he stayed, whom he saw, and what he learnt."
"A change came, and I'm content to believe that the old Charles Ward died with it."
It will be ripe in a year's time to have up the legions from underneath, and then there are no bounds to what shall be ours.
In my next sending there will be somewhat from a hill tomb from the east that will delight you greatly.
Instead of triumph, I have found terror, and my talk with you will not be a boast of victory, but a plea for help and advice in saving both myself and the world from a horror beyond all human conception or calculation.
North End ghouls active again. After a lull of 10 months since a dastardly vandalism in the Whedon lot at the North Burial Ground, a nocturnal prowler was glimpsed early this morning in the same cemetery by Robert Hart, the night watchman.
I'd advise you to join her in Atlantic City and take a rest yourself. God knows you need one after this shock, as I do myself.
You may as well know I have a way of learning old matters from things surer than books.
I got such a thing in Egypt 75 years gone.
To meet in the woods behind Mr. Hutchinson's house.
Kerwin must be killed. The body must be dissolved in aquafortis, nor must anything be retained. Keep silence as best you are able.
And of the seed of old shall one be born who shall look back, though knowing not what he seeks.
Yai Nignaga, Yag Sathath, Hoi, Lagib, Fuai Thradog, Uha.
But where did it go?
Then he whispered, in accents doubly terrible because of the cracked voice he used,
"Damn 'em, they do eat, but they don't need to."
I say to you again, do not call up any that you cannot put down.
Mercy in heaven! What is that shape behind the parting smoke?
Have the words for laying at all times ready, and stop not to be sure when there is any doubt of whom you have.
Almighty, protect my lamb!
It brought you here, you know, and it sealed up the hole somehow.
Ogthrad Ayif, Jebla, Yuh, Yog Sothoth, Ninga Ning Aya, Zro.
Ward now started violently.
Well, sir, what have ye found, and what do you want with me?
It will conclude the terrible business we have been going through, for I feel that no spade is ever likely to reach that monstrous place we know of.
Ye Nash Yag Sothoth!
A young lady who has real merit.
More,
he said,
has been found out, and I must warn you fairly that a reckoning is due.
Digging again? And coming upon more poor starving pets?
More cemetery delving. It was this morning discovered by Robert Hart, night watchman at the North Burial Ground, that ghouls were again at work in the ancient portion of the cemetery.
P.S. Shoot Dr. Allen on sight and dissolve his body in acid. Don't burn it.
Have him up first, if you will, but do not use him so hard he will be difficult, for I must speak to him in the end.
It came, and you be here alive!
It is a madness out of time and a horror from beyond the spheres which no police or lawyers or courts or alienist could ever fathom or grapple with.
Had a squad of 20 militia up to talk about what the country folks say.
I can answer no questions, but I will say that there are different kinds of magic.
I last night struck on the words that bring up Yog Sothoth.
I have made a great purgation, and those in this house will sleep the better for it.
Journal and notes of Joseph Kerwin, gentleman of Providence Plantations, late of Salem.
Vanny! Vanny! Vanny!
He stumbled on things no mortal ought ever to know, and reached back through the years as no one ever should reach, and something came out of those years to engulf him.
I am very sorry, but I must take a complete vacation from everything. I'll talk with you later.
Yuai Nignaga, Yag Sothoth, Hui, Lagib, Fuai Throdog, Ua.
Saw old V say the Sabaoth and learnt the way.
Per Adonai Elohim, Adonai Yehovah, Adonai Sabaoth, Metraton.
That is all which need remain in anyone's mind. He was mad, and he escaped.